And I like old Pickens. I do. I like Pickens County better than Greenville County, for sure. Greenville County grew up way too much. So, yep, that's my thoughts on that. But anyways, I think that about does it for me. J4WZM, turn it back to you, Robert.
Ended the net or not, I didn't want to, like, run everybody off or put them to sleep or offend anybody tonight. Hopefully I didn't ruin it all.
I still have the net open right now. If you want, I can go ahead and close down the rag chew portion and all that and make up my last call for check-ins.
For Tuesday the 5th, by the cards and letters, they get written in.
Robert, should I go ahead and I'll hang around for a few minutes after I shut the net down. I'm not going to stay up as late this time as I did last time. Because I'm kind of tired from work today. I pushed myself pretty hard. So but I'll hang around for a couple minutes off the net. Mind if I go ahead and close it all down?
Because of the injections, go right ahead.
Go ahead and make one last run through. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Anyone for check-ins or comments? A through Z, Z through A, call KJ4WZM.
Chicken W4KBK, Roger and Greer. No traffic, just trying a new microphone.
W4KBK. That is Roger and Greer. Microphone works great, Roger.
Before, thank you. Have a good night. Enjoyed listening. Been in and out of the room watching the Braves game. You guys have a good night. Thank you, W4KBK is clear.
Braves win.
Now they spanked the Cincinnati Reds pretty badly tonight.
I like Cincinnati anyways. Well, I think it does it. I'll make one last call for have I missed out for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WZM. Tonight, I'm gonna fill out my net report and then close the net down.
KD4SRR, is the net officially closed?
For WZM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night. Officially closed. I had 57 check-ins, 3 pieces of traffic. KD4SR, KJ4WZM.
I'm sorry about that. That was rude of me. I will go punish myself now.
No worries.
I expect you, your tiredness, your fatigue, because I know what it was like after voting day. I had to do my little duty as a poll manager Tuesday, and I thought I was used to it, but that was absolutely painful. We have 1,495 possible registered voters, and 47 showed up in a 13-hour day.
There's very many.
One district, we got up to 107. We got that, the first one. I thought there'd be more with the runoff, but there was only one each for the Democratic. They were going for the senator runoff, and then, of course, the superintendent of ed that was on the Republican side. But, you know, it does, I mean, you say, okay, you didn't really do anything, but just trying to stay awake. I mean, we were doing everything, but, you know, running in place. But we were doing laps of the building and sweeping and playing music on our phones and, you know, trying to keep from collapsing and hitting our heads on the table.
I hear you. Wow, we can trade days. I'll take that one. I could have used a nap today.
In November, it's going to be mayhem, and that's good. If it stays busy, time flies. So, one thing, though, I brought some food, and the other ladies brought some food, and we were drinking RC and eating mini moon pies. Yes, we were. And I had candy and chips. I mean, every piece of junk you could get in the universe. I had it in red, white, and blue bowls, and I had napkins and 4th of July plates. And that got us through about the first 2 hours. And then the boredom and the monotony, you know, set in. But I was able to take a break, and somebody else was able to take a break. I came home and checked on Buddy Dog and let him run around a little bit. And it wasn't as hot outside as it had been.
And I can remember standing in line to vote on some very, very, very cold days. It's been terribly cold before on voting days. I remember some of them with snow and ice on the ground, too. That's awful. And I can remember some very hot ones, too, but I remember more cold ones than hot ones, and I'm not sure why. Really cold ones. Like highs in the 20s cold ones. I guess these would have had to have been in January with the ice and snow on the ground and the cold wind blowing and all that. And I don't remember who was voted for, but I just remember standing in line. Good grief, it was cold. Back then, I was in Simpsonville, so our lines were way longer. This is Simpsonville downtown, and their lines can go laps around the building and all the way down the parking lot and stuff like that. Their lines can be hundreds of people deep. No exaggeration, it really gets that long.
It ought to be, except for the cold and all. And I got a feeling that it's not going to be a mild November, whatever, when we go to the general election this year. But anyway, that's all I had to say about that. And what else? Oh, I asked you last week, have you got around to watching Strange New Worlds yet?
I entirely forgot about that.
One new episode this week, July the 7th. Might be a good time just to sign up temporarily for 1 week and just binge them all and then cancel with Paramount Plus. Now, I get it for free, as I was telling you, and I finally got my brothers to work. I had to do a profile for him. I just couldn't log on his phone. It wanted me to sign up and pay. So T-Mobile said, here's what you got to do. So I did it and just added him kind of like a sub-profile of mine so he can log in. He went, I ain't going to do that. Now he started. He got bored. I knew he would, sitting in a doctor's office, and almost missed their call because he was watching Ghosts. But he's getting around to watch it. But anyway, last night was kind of a bummer episode. I don't want to spoilers, a character that everybody really liked right here in the first season, even though we didn't see him a whole lot, dies. He's called Hemmer, H-E-M or Hemner. He is an Aaron, he's an Aaron, A-E-R-A-N. If you ever watch Star Trek Enterprise, they were like, they had the antennas, but they were blind but telepathic. They were the cold weather brothers of the blue-skinned Andorians.
Remember just a little bit about them.
All right, so the guy's like engineer of the original Enterprise before Kirk, you know, back with Pike. And I had the actor's name down here. But what's interesting is he plays a sight-impaired telepathic. In real life, he is sight-impaired, which was kind of neat.
That definitely is. Getting to play a role of a character that is just like something that is part of what you already go through. So he would that requires less of acting and more of reality at that point.
Name again. They've done some great character development, because unlike a series arc, where, you know, like a serial, each story has been unique, generally explaining and letting us get to know all the characters.
Have you seen all the Star Trek ones?
Several times in a row, because I have Heroes and Icons on satellite. I mean, actually, Big Dish. I get both the regular feed and the West Coast feed if I'm in a night owl type of mood. And they show everything from the original series to Next Generation to DS9 to Voyager and then Enterprise in a row 6 nights a week.
That's neat. Now, I have seen, I think, all of Star Trek through once. But I do really, really like it a whole lot. I just haven't watched it in a long time now.
Okay, and now they say, now, I heard that he was sight impaired. I'm reading it. Is the actor who played Hemmer, H-E-M-M-E-R, the Aaron, and that's what they call him. If you ever saw the one episode, they had the Romulans had captured an Aaron to run like this ghost ship that could project holograms. I don't know if you remember that one or not.
That's one of the few that I can say for sure that I definitely remember that one.
His name was Bruce Horak, H-O-R-A-K, rather. Horak.
Ones that you're watching now.
Yeah, and there's episode 10. I mean, I wish they had 20 of these things, man. This is the best Star Trek ever. But of course, they got extra time to work on it because of the pandemic. They had about 2.5 years to shoot season one.
Did a really, really good job on it then.
Oh, man. And the thing is, the scripts are great. You like the characters. They introduce a new baddie who is so delightfully bad, Captain Angel. And played by that real skinny gal, Jesse James something. You may have seen her before, but anyway. Jesse James, I can't remember her last name. I'll look it up.
Yeah, skinnier than 7 of 9.
And Jerry, now I'm having a senior moment. Jerry Ryan, she's back in Picard, and still don't look half bad.
Okay.
It is in landing the role, the Calgary-born Horak actor became the sci-fi franchise's first blind star.
Partially blind or fully blind?
That's what I'm reading here. It was weird. I wondered why they didn't show him more. Because when they did, his character was like really, not irritating, but really a smart aleck. But in a good way. And, I mean, the dude could back it up, but you didn't see it much. And I'm wondering if it was just limited what they could do, him being really sight impaired. But, or maybe they didn't want people to get too attached to it. Because next year, there was an Easter egg laid in an episode a couple episodes ago.
Something at the end of the show popped up to give a hint about what was going to come next.
Yes, who might be the new engineer.
So they just saved the role aside for him then that he's probably going to fill.
Montgomery Scott, but there was an Easter egg laid that makes us think so. Now, there is a Kirk already on the Enterprise. Kirk.
I'm definitely going to have to catch up on that stuff. It'll give me something to do for my 4th of July break, at least. I kind of have three days off. I'm going to go in for a partial day tomorrow at work. And as a result of that, I'm going to have to get off here soon and go to sleep. I keep already nodding off. And it's not because it's boring, but because I have been up since 5:30 this morning, so I've got to go to sleep. It's just been a long day. I pushed pretty hard today and tried to get as much accomplished as possible because we were going to have a somewhat short day at work. We got off at 4 instead of at about 6 to 7, so still got every bit as much done as if we worked later. Just worked harder and faster, that's all. So I'm tired now from that. So I'll have to get off of your scene.
All right, man, well, I'll let you go. You get some rest. That's what the weekend's for. You got a long weekend, and then you got a short week. You got to make it all up again. But, yeah, I didn't get any sleep before Election Day. It's not like it's a big event, but it is. And I got no sleep Monday night. So that made it that extra, start running around at 4 o'clock in the morning with the dog, and it's raining, and then I got to be to work at 6 to set up, and then we get everything ready, and then boom, nothing at all for like 2 hours before we got our first person. So, anywho, it was definitely a coffee pot morning to stay alive. But anyway, I appreciate it, man. And like I said, check it out. See them in order. Don't see them out of order. But see if you can get Strange New Worlds. I'm going to say right now, it is so much better than Picard. It is light years, no pun intended, better than the other abomination. And I'll say it, Discovery. Star Trek woke. I can't even watch that. But Strange New Worlds, I am really sorry to see it coming to an end after 10 episodes. For this season, we got to wait another year.
I know how that goes. One of my favorite shows died one time. I went to the wayside. I used to watch a show called Top Gear. I think BBC aired it, and it had Richard Hammond, James May, and Jeremy Clarkson in it. Car guys from Great Britain. And that ended up going bye-bye when they got in some altercation with BBC. And Amazon picked them up, and they've run something called the Grand Tour. But they hardly do any seasons or episodes now like they used to. It's just a wee little bit of this and a wee little bit of that, and it's not like it was before. So I know what it's like when you lose something that you really, really enjoyed. Because I used to always look forward to that. Just about any car I had ever been interested in, they drove and made a video about it, including ones that I've actually owned. So I enjoyed that show a whole lot, and it's gone away now. Back to you, KD4SRR, KJ4WZM. I'll be signing off here in a second, but I'm turning it back to you first.
All right, KD4SRRID. My brother used to rave about Top Gear. And weren't they the ones that drove the Toyota to the North Pole? They did something like that. And that truck is, and then they had the Toyota truck that they did everything to. They dropped, set on fire and everything, and it's still cranked up and run. It's like in the British Museum now or something like that.
Like, those things are just about indestructible. It's like Timex for trucks. Takes a beating and keeps on ticking. Takes a licking and keeps on ticking, I guess is what it is. But, yeah. Yep, and that's a really good truck to have. Sadly, they didn't make them for the United States, so a lot of these cars are right-hand drive instead of left-hand drive. But it was a very well-designed vehicle, and I know some folks in Iceland who have had them before and really, really like them. I talked to a guy sometimes from Iceland, and he had one, and he really, really enjoyed it.
Roger that, and I think the ones that had the 22R motor were the four-cylinder. The smaller ones, they were probably some of the toughest around. Back to the shows that got canceled. That comes back to one that only lasted a season, and it's been a debate for 20 years, and that was Firefly. Star Trek Strange New Worlds, technically and budget-wise, is way beyond what Firefly was. But Firefly was perfect. If you've never seen it, I think they aired like 10 episodes, and then they did make a couple of made-for-TV movies to kind of wrap it up. But there was a debate whether they should have made more. It was canceled after 1 year because I think they put it on CW, and they put it on Friday night, which was a death night, but it was perfect. It was a space western, literally, and it was just a great show, a great cast. Unfortunately, a lot of the cast members have passed in real life, so there's no way you could do it again today. But that was the show, I think, that sticks in everybody's gourd that was never given the proper chance.
I'll have to go back and watch some of that, too. Anyways, I'm going to have to sign. I hate to run, but I'm starting to fall asleep real quick now. Once my busyness goes over with, that's it for me, and my busyness of my day is over with, so I don't get to ride my little energy high anymore. Kind of like when you had to go get your coffee while sitting there at the voting place. Everything was calm, so it's harder to stay awake. I can stay awake calling the net, but after it, I struggle. So I'm going to have to get off of here soon and get me some sleep. But it's been great talking to you. KD4SR, KJ4WZM. I'll be back around. I call the net on Sunday. I do work Monday night. I don't. It's 4th of July. I don't work Monday morning. So, yeah. I'll hang around after the net on Sunday if you'd like. KD4SR, KJ4WZM.
I mean, I do absolutely nothing all day. So, I mean, I'm a creature of the night. And as you can tell, I'm into my Star Trek nerd mood tonight. I'm going to take a break here in a minute. You go ahead and get as much rest as you can, man. I'm going to take a break here a minute. Have me, no lie, I've got it in the cooler, an RC and a mini moon pie. So, and then I'll be fired up for Mount Mitchell because them guys hung on after 3 o'clock this morning. Fascinating discussion. And I didn't even interrupt. I was in awe. So that's what I'm doing. Well, the weekend is nigh, and if we don't talk to you before then, have a good one. Enjoy, and we'll talk at you Sunday night. This is KD4SRR, Robert down in the Wild Kingdom, and we'll be clear for now. Have a good night now.
I'll talk to you then. I'll catch you later on down the log, KD4SR, KJ4WZM. 73C, Robert, catch you on Sunday. I'll be clear. KJ4WZM, clear.